Daniel chapter 9, verse 25. And he, we're talking about the devil now, and he shall speak great words against the Most High. You see, high is capitalized. And the devil's going to speak great words against the Most High and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. How many of you tonight feel wore out? Well, if you're wore out tonight, then the devil is doing his job. And I'll be honest, sometimes I get wore out. And I know all of us get wore out. But here in Daniel chapter number 7, verse number 25 says the devil is going to speak great words against the Most High, and he's going to wear out the saints of the Most High. And that's what he wants to do. He wants to wear you out. He wants to get you out of the service. He wants to get you out of church. He wants to get your family wore down to a nub. He wants to get you to where you don't want to go to church. He wants you to get disappointed in people. He wants you to get mad at the preacher. He wants you to get you to lay your Bible down. He wants you to have dust on it. He don't want you to pray no more. He just wants you wore completely out to where you don't feel like doing nothing for the Lord. Now, the devil cannot have your soul. Once you're saved, hallelujah, you're saved. But one thing the devil can do is wear you out to where you don't want to serve the Lord, and he's accomplishing a whole lot if he keeps us from serving the Lord. Now, let's go to the Lord in word of prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, I pray that you'd help us now in the next few minutes. And God, I thank you for it. Now, Lord, you help us now in these chapters, in this verse. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. How many of you have ever had a washing machine to wear out? Or sometimes you got a car that begins to wear out. It starts to wear out. And before it does, most of the time, it gets wore out before you get it paid for. You know, you got a car, and they give you, when you go down to the bank, they give you one of them little coupon books. And every month, you're supposed to tear one of them out, and you're supposed to go pay it, and that kind of thing. And but I'll be honest, that thing starts to wear out before you get it paid for. And the way it lets you know that it's about to wear out, it starts to make some odd noises. Amen. And before it just wears out, it just don't just automatically fall completely apart. It's a gradual process before it just totally quits running. It's a gradual process. It gives you signs that it's fixing to wear out. The washing machine, it'll do the same thing. And sometimes your bicycle, you have to put oil on your bicycle chain. Keep that thing oiled down real good. Keep it lubricated so it'll run properly, so it won't make any... how many have ever heard the statement, the squeaking wheel gets the most grease? Sometimes us Christians are like that. We Christians usually just don't just automatically fall completely out. It's a gradual process. We'll start missing a little on Sunday morning. Miss one time, then it's easier to miss twice. And then it's real easy to miss three times. And then after that, you can't even tell. I mean, and during that process, you will, in the midst of that just gradual process of wearing out, the devil begins to wear you out, and the gradual process that takes place, you'll start to make funny noises.
Yeah.
You'll start giving signs that you need some oil.
Right.
You need a little oil on your life because you're starting to make some squeaky sounds.
Yeah.
The devil wants to wear you out. Now, things wear out for two reasons. One is heat, and the other is pressure.
Yeah.
One is heat, and if you wear out and get wore out on God, it'll be because of one or two reasons or both. It'll be because of heat or pressure.
Yeah.
The pressure gets on, and the heat gets on, and the devil's really working on you, and friction it, and you begin to wear something out. If you was to take a file, and this pulpit, I love this pulpit, I'm telling you, that fella did a wonderful job. Goes to Brother Carl's church, did a wonderful job on that in the communion table, and I'm telling you, he worked long and hard. He took a piece of wood, and he began to take a file, and he began to wear a corner down. He'd wear that corner down. He'd take a file and he'd wear that thing down and get it real nice and trimmed up real good. And he'll start taking a file and working on that thing and making marks in that thing. And it's heat and pressure that builds up. It begins to wear a corner down. These corners would be sharp if he didn't wear them down. He rounded them things off, you understand?
Yeah.
And so the devil does that to us Christians. He'll take a file and he'll take a good sharp corner with real sharp on.
Yeah.
And he'll begin to say, "Well, I need to get that war down right there." And he'll begin to apply heat and pressure to our lives. There's things that'll come into our life that'll cause heat, and there's a lot of pressure. It's a schoolhouse, you young people, heat and pressure, and things begin to wear out. We begin to make funny noises, and all of a sudden we're just wore completely out. We're not serving God anymore. We're on the shelf, we're on the sidelines, and we're not serving God. And the devil's job is to wear us out. Now, There's certain kind of saints that he's interested in wearing out. Some saints, the devil, he don't want to wear them out because they're doing his work.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard somebody say, "Well, I ain't seen the devil in about a month. You seen the devil lately? I ain't seen the devil in about a month." If somebody tells you they hadn't seen the devil hadn't bothered them in about a month, they're probably on his side.
Yeah. Right.
Listen, if you don't have a head-on collision with the devil in the morning,
Yeah. That's right. Yeah. Right. You
may be. See, there are some saints, listen, when it rains, the devil, there are some saved people that when it rains, the devil has demons. It goes around with an umbrella and holds it over that saint so they don't get any water on them, so they don't rust or anything, because they're doing his work.
Yeah. Right.
He don't want them to wear out. There's only certain kind of saints that the devil wants to wear out. Now, we'll give you three of them real quick. It shouldn't take too awful long. But number one of the saints of the three that the devil wants to wear out is a serving saint.
Yeah.
A saint that is serving, the devil wants to wear you out. If you're serving God in any capacity whatsoever, you're trying to do right, you have got your feet on right, and your feet are planted on the Word of God, and you're trying to serve God the best of your ability, I'm telling you right now, the devil will wake up in the morning and you are on his mind. You are his major job is to wear you out and get you out of the work, get you out of the ministry, get you out of the Sunday school class, get you out of the jail ministry, get you out of the nursing home ministry, get you off the bus route, get you out of the ministry whatsoever. Right. The devil wants to wear you out.
Right.
And it's only the saints that are serving saints. Let me give you, for instance, look at Luke chapter number 10. Look at Luke chapter number 10. Luke chapter number 10, real quick. Let me show you one. A serving saint that the devil wants to wear out. You know, I've learned I've got to really watch what I say. I had a fellow leave this morning because he was joking. I didn't know he was joking at the time. But he left, and of course I love to joke with people, but when sometimes if you don't know somebody real good, you don't know if they're joking or not. And so I had a fellow, I think he's a visitor, he's been here several times, and he walked out, shook my hand. He said, "Brother Jeremy, I'm offended about the message today." I said, "Really?" I said, "Well, what happened? What did I say wrong?" He said, "Well, I own a toothpick company, and..." he said, "I really don't like what you said about toothpicks." Of course, he was joking, but anyway, that has nothing to do with Luke chapter number 10. Look at verse number 38. 10:38. Now it came to pass. You know what? That's my favorite phrase in the Bible. That ought to be your favorite phrase in the Bible. And it came to pass. Sometimes when you're going through something, you just read that phrase right there, and one of these days you'll be able to look back and say, and it came to pass. It came to pass as they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much what? Serving. And came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Bid her therefore that she might help me. Lord, do you realize that I'm the only one that does anything in this church? Lord, do you not realize that nobody else does anything around here but me? Do you realize, Lord, that I'm one of your best servants? Everybody else is sitting down and listening and on the floor there, and nobody's doing nothing but me.
Right.
Now, what kind of saint was she? She was serving. Listen, if Jesus was coming to your house, I promise you, you wouldn't get them plastic cups out. I mean, if Jesus come to your house, you're getting the china out, you're getting the glass, and you know what I'm talking about. No paper plates if Jesus is coming. And she's in the kitchen, man, she's working on a good pork chop recipe, and she's working on a mashed potato and gravy recipe, and I'm talking about she's really working on something, for the Lord's coming to her house, and she's in there sweating, got an apron on, got flour all over her apron, and she's working, and her sister's in the living room, just sitting in the floor, listening to the Lord.
Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what, she's in there serving the Lord. But how many of you know when you get so wrapped up in serving the Lord, she looks out that little curtain there and looks in there and sees her sister not helping.
Yeah.
You know what the devil's in there doing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. See if I can wear her down.
Yeah.
Amen. And what did I tell you? When the washing machine starts to make a funny noise, it lets you know it's about to wear out.
Yeah.
Martha says, Lord, do you not care that I'm the only one doing anything? I'm the only one serving. I'm the only one signed up to do this. I'm the only one. I'm me.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Then you just look at that person and go, you just need an oil change. You just look at them and say, are you about to wear out? See, Jesus said in verse 41, Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful, in other words, full of care, and troubled about many things. But this one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Hey, let me say this, serving saints in the room, serving saints, watch out for the devil, because he's going to try to wear you out. And you will give signs about wearing out. You'll give us signs, about wearing out. Brother Jason's boy, he's wore out right now. And they give signs that they're wearing out. That's just like us Christians. And sometimes, you know, and I look around on Sunday night, Wednesday night, sometimes, you know, and look around, I'm cutting the lights out. I said, Lord, where is everybody else? Why am I the only one cutting lights out around here?
Yeah.
You know what the devil's doing?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
See if I can get you wore out. See if I can get you to stay home next Sunday.
Yeah.
That's what we do. We begin to make funny noises. Now, let me give you, before I give you anything else, let me give you a cure. It sort of matches up with this morning's message. Let me give you a cure for things that will wear out. My granddaddy, my dad's daddy, was a blacksmith. Ballinger and Sons Blacksmith Shop in Tiptonville, Tennessee. And that building is still there. It's something else now, but anyway, or it may still be a blacksmith shop of some kind. But anyway, it makes no difference. My dad worked there. My brother worked there, Jamie, and my uncle, Kenneth, that pastors up in Mayfield, he worked there. Ballinger & Sons, all them guys, they'd go around sharpening them plow points, and I'd work there in the summer months and helping do different things around there, mostly in the way, but I did that in the summer. And Dad would take me up there, and I would do things, and my granddad would pay me for doing just odd and end little things around there. And he was trying to teach me something one time, and I was around there, and of course you got grease and stuff all over your hands and whatever. And this was metal work and stuff, and you take one of them files and work off in different things about a metal piece. And he was going to hand me a file. And I started to take it by the file part, where all the file part is, in my greasy hand. And he said, no, you can't do that. I said, how come? He said, that oil off your hands will mar up that file and keep it from filing. Somebody needs to help me on a Sunday night. So if the devil is using a file to wear you out, one thing that'll prevent that is if you put oil on it.
Yeah, amen.
One thing that'll keep you from wearing out is oil.
Right.
Oil is a type and a symbol of the Holy Spirit of God.
Amen.
Listen, now my dad, I tell a lot of funny stuff, and they're here, and people's like, does that really happen? Some of it did, some of it's pastoral embellishment. But this is the honest truth, what I'm about to tell you. My dad, I'm telling you the truth. My dad believed in WD-40. Somebody say amen on WD-40. Man, it didn't matter what it was. You squirt it down with WD-40, it'll help you. And I'm telling you, and Dad, he'll probably laugh when I tell you, but somebody told him, you know, arthritis in the knees and whatever, and he said, squirt that thing down with WD-40. I mean, WD-40 was it. I mean, you know, if he had a flat tire, he'd be down there spraying it with WD-40, you know. But that right there will keep things from wearing out. You just squirt it down with oil. It'll keep it from making, if it's making a squeaking noise, if a wash machine, sometimes you take off that little cap and it'll say, put one drop here. Well, you just forget that. You just put a whole bunch on it. Don't never do what the directions say. If a little dab will do you, a whole lot more will do better. And when it comes to the Bible, you just sometime, when you start making funny noises and you start snapping at your wife and she starts snapping at you and they're trying to serve sometime, boy, I'm telling you, we get, and we're trying to serve the Lord, trying to do this down here and this, that, and the other. We take some of that stuff home with us and it works over in our family. Family members will start biting at one another and fighting at one another and bickering and fussing. And sometimes you just need to look at each other and go, you know what? The devil's trying to wear us out.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Why don't we sit down tonight before we go to bed and just get some WD-40 out and read some WD-40 before we go to bed.
Yeah.
So when we get up in the morning, we won't be making all these loud rackets
right. And
biting at one another and fussing and bickering and complaining. And about somebody help me now.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes we just need a little WD-40.
Yeah.
That'll keep things from wearing out. Well, a serving saint, it'll keep from wearing out. But let me tell you this. There's something else that'll another kind of saint. Not only a serving saint, but a sacrificing saint.
Yeah.
The sacrificing saint, the devil wants to wear out. Look real quick at 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Real quick. This is Apostle Paul, too. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12. Apostle Paul here in 2 Corinthians. He's writing to the church here at Corinth once again. I think you are studying 1 Corinthians in Sunday school. But here's the second letter, possibly the third. But anyway, that's neither here nor there. Look at verse number 14. Behold, the third time I am ready to come to you, and I will not be burdensome to you, for I seek not yours but you. For the children ought not to lay up for the parents, but the parents for the children. Now look at verse 15. And I will very gladly spend and be spent for you. You know what the Apostle Paul just said? He said, church at Corinth, I'll spend my last dollar. I'll spend my last 10 minutes. I'll do whatever. I will spend and be spent for you. My whole life has been given to this church. My whole life has been given to this church at Corinth. And then he says, though the more abundantly I love you. He said, the more I love you, the less I'll be loved. He said, I've given you everything. I've loved you when you were unlovable. I've went and did. I've done this and I've done that. And it seems like the more I love you people, the more that I love the church, the less that I'm loved back. Do you hear a washing machine making a funny noise? Sounds like Paul's about to wear out. Paul's getting, and I'm going to tell you, the sign of wearing out sometimes makes those funny noises, but right here on a sacrificing saint makes sounds of bitterness. Bitterness will root up in your life. Bitterness will start out as a root. The root of bitterness. The Bible's talking about getting the root of bitterness. My friend, it won't matter about cutting a limb off of bitterness and a tree limb off of bitterness. He says, dig up that root where it started and get the whole thing up. It'll mess your whole life up. And the devil wants you to be bitter at people. Wants you to be bitter at the church. Wants you to be bitter at the preacher. He wants you to be bitter at your husband and bitter at your wife and bitter at everybody around you. How many people have we knocked on their door? Hey, we're from Holy Hills Baptist Church. We'd like to invite you. Don't you start biting me to church. I was a member at so-and-so Baptist Church at one time. I was a deacon at that church at one time. I taught Sunday school at that church. Don't you talk to me about going to church. I'll never darken another door of a church again because of what was done to... Bitterness. The devil has done wore somebody out. And he is laughing because of it. They begin to make those sounds. And Paul here, Paul is honest as he knows how. He says, I'm loving you people. And the more I love you, the less you're loving me back. Paul's getting that started. Bitterness. That bitterness is taking place. And I'm going to tell you this in Psalm 92. You won't turn there, but Psalm 92, we read it this morning, I think, or at least quoted it, by the way. Psalm 92 and verse 10, the psalmist David said this. He said, I am anointed with fresh oil. My friend, if you want to keep from wearing out, it's going to have to be fresh. When you want to keep your car from wearing out, every 3,000 miles you need to get an oil change. You don't take the old oil that you just come out of there just to save money. So, well, I'm going to cut a few corners and I'm going to let that thing go for about 10,000 miles. And when I go 10,000 miles, I'm just going to tell them guys to just run that oil back through and put that old oil back in there. That won't work. It's got to be fresh oil. You say, preacher, what are you talking about? It's got to be fresh this morning. One of our problems as Baptists and Christians as a whole, it doesn't matter if Baptists or not, Christianity as a whole, is people are trying to live off of oil that was good 10 years ago. And I'll be honest, I am one of the world's... I love to talk about the oil of Adrian Rogers, Bellevue Baptist Church, Lee Robertson. I was just looking at some information this afternoon on R.G. Lee and some of those things where I didn't realize he pastored that church that long. And some of the good things he did and some of his sermons he preached, Payday, Someday, and all the good things and the fresh oil that was fresh back then.
Yeah.
But God spoke to me and says, we need oil that's fresh today. We can't live off of that oil. We got to have some oil for us. We can't run that old oil back through our cars and expect to keep on going and keep bitterness out of our hearts and keep the complaining and the bitterness and the things going on and the bickering and the fussing and the fighting out of our lives if we keep running on that old oil. David said it's got to be fresh, y'all. Fresh this morning. You ever, of course, you know, those of you that married, this is what we call used to now. I may be way out of date, and I probably am. But back when, you know, younger day, you know, you with your wife, and, you know, you hold her hand or kiss her on the cheek or something like that. Used to, they'd say, boy, now y'all be careful. You're getting fresh. Well, you don't want to live off of old loving. You need fresh. Eric Maupin just woke up. Now I'm not being ugly. Y'all know, don't let your mind go somewhere it's not supposed to go. This is what I'm talking about. You wake up in the morning, you go off to work, and your wife leans over and gonna give you a peck on the lips or whatever, and you say, we did that 2 weeks ago.
Right.
What do we do that for? Well, I mean, we've already done that. We did that when we got married. He said, pronounce you man and wife. That was 19 years ago. Man, pronounce you man and wife, and we kissed. Ain't that good enough? And we're all laughing because you know that won't work. I mean, she'll pop you. She'll give you a peck, all right. Then why do we expect that to work with the Lord?
Yeah, right.
That's right.
The Lord says, hey, now Jeremy, you're going to get in there and need a little fresh oil this morning. Well, Lord, I read my Bible 2 weeks ago. Come on.
Yeah, right.
Fresh oil. It's got to take fresh oil. And this is where we're losing. We're losing ground because we're not keeping it fresh with the Lord. Serving saints, sacrificing saints, that bitterness will rise up, and that oil will take care of, that oil will take care of that fire and keep it from doing its job. Remember, the devil, his major job is try to wear you out. Now I got one more, and it's Job. We won't take time. You know the story. I've preached on Job enough. You know the story. Job lost all he had. I'm telling you what, and the devil wants to wear out a serving saint. He wants to wear out a sacrificing saint, and he wants to wear out a soul winning saint.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
Job was a soul winner. Job 31 in verse 32, he says, my door is open to the traveler. He said, I want to witness. I want to witness my family. He was concerned about his family. He was a soul winner. And the devil says, tell you what, Buster. Start working on you. He was an upright man. A man that feared God and eschewed evil. The devil said, I'm working on you. It starts filing down, filing, making marks on a good piece of wood. On a soul-winning saint. I'm going to tell you what. The devil is doing his job. But I'm going to tell you, the devil, as he's doing that, listen, I'm telling you, he begins trying to wear you out, and this is what he wants to do. Listen, we were just in the office a few minutes ago. I was talking to Brother Jerry and Brother Jack, and we were bringing up names of people that have been wore out, that have fallen because the devil caught the crack in the door, and he stuck his foot in, and now men are not in the pulpit anymore. Sunday school teachers not in the class no more. There's people that not out in, they're not in church anymore. Why? Because the devil wants to wear you out. And there's only one thing that'll prevent that from happening, and that is to stay saturated in the oil of the Holy Spirit of God. You're going to have to oil down every morning, every noon, every night. In the Bible, the Word of God, His fresh oil from heaven above. And this is what the devil does. I think of what he told the disciples over in Luke. He told them this. He says, you stay in Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. You know what he told them? He said, you stay there until you get a good dose of oil, and then you go out. Keep you from wearing out. Church, it'll keep you from wearing out. Now, I'm going in. You take this pulpit right here, and I'll be honest, I love it. I do. I mean, the top of it's big enough to where you can lay a Bible and a note or two here, and it just, I mean, then you got plenty of room over here to lay stuff. I mean, and we do the computer thing, you put your computer here. I mean, I just love it. But it didn't start out that way. It didn't start out that way. If you'd have seen this pulpit right here when they first got started, you'd have thought it'll never look like this. And that old boy, he began to take a piece of wood and he began to file down. He began to take a sander, sand down here. Oh, he began to work. He'd hammer and nail put right here, and he'd go to work. And listen, this right here, it's what he told me. This is what he told me. He said, now on the bottom of this thing, sometime we'll lay it down sometime for baptisms, and was hoping we could get it to where we could still see it through without. But anyway, sometime we'll lay the thing down. And on the bottom of this thing, on one of these legs on there, he's got a little sticker. It's got his name, and it says something to this effect. Hand finished by, what was his name, Linda Chris, anyway, I'm going to make it a difference, but it gives his name. A little sticker right there says, hand. When he got done with this thing, you see how shiny that thing is? He put oil on this thing. He put oil on this thing to make it beautiful. You know what? When we get to heaven, God is going to put us on display. And you know all of those wore out places that the devil was trying to wear you out? The only thing the devil was doing was sanding you down for the Lord.
Amen. Yeah.
You realize that all the devil was doing to Job was doing what God needed to do to Job anyway?
Right. Yeah.
Let that soak with you just a second. Do you realize that Apostle Paul, when he was talking to that church at Corinth there, the devil was trying to wear him out and get him out of the ministry. But all the devil was really doing was doing God's work for him. Because when it was all said and done, and the devil thought he was really putting a lick or two on the dude, and he thought he was really, he got this thing, and God comes along and says, all I need now is just a little oil on this thing. He puts a little oil on that thing and he says, man, look at that. And then God puts his little sticker on the bottom, says, hand finished by the Lord.
Amen.
Say, preacher man, that devil is wearing me out. He's wearing me out. You just wait till you see the finished product.
Right.
Sometimes the devil is doing just exactly what God wants him to do.
Right.
I'll be honest. I hope you know this in Job chapter 1. Job had to go to heaven and get a permit before he could start working on Job. And when the permit ran out, now Justin, we know all about these permits and stuff. You got to go get a permit. We went to all this Sunday school class, and you got to go with a permit. And then when you thought this permit covered this, they go tell you, well, you need a plumbing permit for this over here, so you got to go get another permit. And then after that, you go with an electrical permit. And after that, a ceiling tile permit, and the floor permit, and everything else a permit.
Yep.
But that's what Job had to do. He only could do what the permit would allow. Y'all remember? And then after the permit expired, he had to go back up to heaven and see if he could get a renewal on the permit.
Right. Yeah.
To come back and do a little more.
Amen. Right.
So just let me tell you, God knows exactly what you're going through.
Amen.
It don't happen unless it bypasses him first.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
People say, well, that's September 11th, September 11th. Well, I got news for you. Oh, the devil. Yeah. But I can promise you this. It went through the approval process of God first. And whatever you're going through, you say, oh, man, the devil, man, he's trying to wear me out. He might be trying to make, or God may be trying to make a piece of furniture out of you. So when we get to heaven, he can put you on display and show you. Look at that. Boy, I went through. Look at Job. Look at Job up there in heaven. Look at Job. Man, Job, boy, you look pretty. How'd you? Boy, you didn't start out that way. Boy, you was ugly in chapter 1. You was ugly in chapter 1. By the time you get to chapter 42,
right.
And you thought the devil, I think Joseph put it this way and I'm done. Joseph put it this way, told his brother, and he said, you meant it to me for evil. But God meant it for good. I went through all I went through because of my sorry low-down brothers. But when it's all said and done and you get on the other end, he got to looking at that thing and he said, you know what, brothers? All y'all were doing is what God wanted you to do. So I'd be a better person on the other end. So I can't take nothing out on y'all. I can't take nothing out on my brothers. God was working on, he was making a good piece of furniture out of me. I wouldn't be the piece of furniture I am today if it wasn't for some of them hard, rough old places that God just said, devil! Go down there and get that little rough corner right there. Just rub her down. Devil, you're about to kill me. Just wait till he rubs the corner down. And God says, all right, let me put a little oil on that thing. Look at that thing. That's what. Thank you. Thank you, devil.
Amen. All right.
God's on your side. He's trying to make a piece of furniture out of you. What do? To keep you from wearing out, stay with the oil.
Amen.
Amen.